Bible Girl podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I've gathered my Bible, my journal, some study tools, and highlighters in every color for study time. From the practical to the inspirational, I pray that these podcasts give you the tools and motivation to be a Bible girl too.
Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of 2018. Happy New Year. I want to start out the year with some encouragement. We've had a rough year in 2017. I think not just in my own personal life with a lot of the things been going on in my life, but in the culture around me, it just seems like there's such a wave of darkness and so many things to be worried and concerned about. We close out 2017 hopeful that 2018 will be better, but we don't know what the year holds. And so I want to encourage you a little bit today. I want to remind you of some things that are true regardless of what happens throughout your year. So I hope this is one of those podcasts that you can kind of listen to now and enjoy, and then pull it back out in a few weeks or a few months or maybe a year from now to give you some fresh encouragement. I think the things that I'm going to talk about today are going to meet you right where you're at in this moment. And I think they're going to mean a lot to you now, but they also will mean a lot to you in the future, because all of these things are things that are true at every moment. They are things about God that are true, that are part of his character, part of the way that he works and who he is. And so we can rely on those things. These things will be true of you today on January 8th as I'm recording this podcast. But they will also be true for you in July, and they'll be true for you in January 8th of 2019 and 20 and beyond. And so let's jump in. I have some things here that I want you to remember. The first is I want you to remember that God delights in you. Zephaniah 3:17 reminds us that God is with us and he is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. There's some really important imagery in this verse. This quieting you with his love, rejoicing over you with singing, taking great delight in you. These are all images that are meant to evoke the picture of a mother with a baby. Maybe a baby who's a little bit fussy, or a baby who's uncomfortable or unhappy for some reason. And the mother puts the baby in her arms and quiets them by just snuggling them close to her and singing maybe a soft lullaby over her and having such delight and joy in this young child that the child quiets down before him. That's the imagery that we have in this verse, that God is your Father in heaven, and he will draw you in close to him, and he will have such joy and delight in you that you can settle, that you can be quiet and be still and not be so restless in before him. He delights in you. Whatever makes you happy makes him happy. The things that bring you joy are things that he designed you to love and to find joy in. And so when you experience those emotions, when you call to him, when you have problems, when you turn to him, when life is difficult, all of those things are ways in which God sees that love relationship and he delights in that. Nothing that you do this year is going to make him unhappy with you. He's not going to put his wrath on you, because it's already been fulfilled. His wrath went on Jesus instead of you. And if you're a child of God, he delights in you. There is only affection. He feels only affection for you. You can face 2018 knowing that your Heavenly Father is an affectionate God who delights in his children, and that he will pull you close and hold you near, and that you can be safe and settled in his presence. Don't go into this year thinking God's a harsh, judgmental God who has nothing to do with your life except to point out your flaws or your failures. That is not God. That is not the picture of God that we see in the Bible. He is much more warm and affectionate with us. And remember that when Jesus died, he created a way for us to have that relationship with God. And so his sacrifice, his sinless life, and his death in our stead meant that all God's wrath was poured out on him, and there's none left for you. He has nothing left to be angry with you about. He delights in you. and He loves you as His own dear child. So you can approach the year with confidence before God. The second thing I want you to remember is that God is the source of your strength. Psalm 18:32 tells us, "It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect." I know if you're the average person in America, or maybe in your country you do this as well, we make resolutions for the new year. We have things we'd like to see happen, goals we'd like to accomplish. Even if we don't formally make up resolutions or goals for the year, we often have some idea in our head of what we want to accomplish, of what we want our 2018 to look like. If you're going to be able to accomplish those things, you're going to have to rely on the strength of God. You're going to have to allow Him to be the source of your strength, and He does that. He will arm you with the strength that you need to accomplish all the things that He wants you to do. And if you don't have the strength for the battle, then it's not God's issue, it's yours. You haven't been seeking Him, or you haven't turned to Him, or maybe you're doing something He's never asked you to do. But He arms you with strength and makes the way that you're walking go well when you're in harmony with His will. He will be the source of your strength. Whatever comes up this year that requires you to be strong, know that you don't have to muster that up yourself. He will be your strength for you. And another good reminder is that God will be with you in times of trouble. When things come along that are too big for you, when things come along that are messed up, things that maybe you've made a mistake and created some catastrophe in your life, or maybe in your own disobedience you brought trouble in your life, or maybe it has nothing to do with that. Maybe it's just a circumstance that God has allowed into your life, and it's difficult and it's hard to wade through, and you feel like you're just in this troubled situation or circumstance. Remember what David wrote in Psalm 91, verses 14 through 15. "Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." Know that God will be with you. Nothing that happens this year is a surprise to God. Something's not going to come into your life in a few months from now and God go, "Whoops, where did that come from?" He's never going to say that. He knows. He knows what's going on, and He's with you every step of the way. And He will have you ready. He will prepare your heart, and He will be there to be your strength, to be your arm, and to delight in you. When you have these times of trouble, you can turn to Him because He will be right there with you. And in those instances where sometimes we think that we've done our best and we've failed, or maybe we've sinned and we are struggling with the weight of our own guilt, let me just remind you that God's unfailing love is never shaken. There is nothing that you can do to make God love you less, because there is nothing that you can do to actually earn His love. So if you can't earn His love, then you certainly can't lose it by failing to live up to a certain standard. Isaiah 54:10 says, "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." In this verse, God's saying that, you know, everything else can fall away, but my love is the one constant you can count on. It will not be shaken, even though everything around you can be shaken. My love will be here. That means that you don't have to earn it. You don't have to live up to a certain standard to achieve it. You just accept it. You just accept that this moment, even if you failed, even if you sinned, even if all the world is falling apart around you, just know that God's love is still available to you. He still loves you with an everlasting love. His unfailing love cannot be shaken by anything that happens around you or by anything that you do yourself. This should give us great confidence, but we also should have confidence because of this. We need to remember that God hears our prayers. God will hear you when you call to Him. Hebrews 14 says that we are to approach the throne of grace with confidence, because when we do, we will find mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. God hears all our prayers. I want to say God doesn't always answer our prayers the way we expect, but God does answer every prayer. It might not come in the wrapping that you get, that you ask for it in, but many times we find that God understands the deeper longings that lurk below the surface of the things that we ask, and he meets them in his own time, in his own creative way, in a way that works the best for our lives. But know that even in those moments of darkness, when God isn't answering right now, when you're in that period of waiting, know that he hears. He may not be able to move yet. It may not be the right time to answer that prayer yet. It may not be the exact answer you're looking for, but don't ever doubt that he is listening. He is listening to every word you speak. He hears your prayers. He hears the prayers you say out loud. He hears the prayers that you mutter inside, the prayers of your heart. He knows you and he hears you because he is always with you and he's always listening. Remember that God has forgiven you. You're going to mess up this year. You're going to do something stupid. You're going to say something dumb. You're going to have a bad day and take it out on someone else. You're going to have a day where you just throw in the towel and give up. You're going to have those moments of failure and darkness because that's human nature. That's how we're wired. We are wired with a sin nature and we are wired with weaknesses and flaws. And so you're going to mess up. Remember that God's forgiven you. Nehemiah reminds us that God is a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. He doesn't hold things over our heads. Instead, he graciously forgives. He gives us unlimited fresh starts, second chances, and new days. We are constantly reminded of God's goodness and his mercy in Scripture and how these things are available to us afresh at any time. God forgives. God forgives our weaknesses. He forgives our failures. He forgives the sins that we make willingly and the sins that we make unknowingly. He forgives those things and he gives us another chance. Throughout this whole year, if you need one every 20 minutes, it's yours. A fresh start, a new chance. God forgives you. The next thing I want you to remember is that God will provide everything you need. He's going to take care of you this year. If you need strength, he's going to give it to you. If you need financial resources, he's going to meet those needs. If you need friendships, he's going to provide them. If you need the right wisdom at the right moment, he's going to give you those things. He is a God who provides everything. And in 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Now, there's a lot of alls in that verse. He's giving all grace. All grace is abounding to you. This word abounding is like more than you need. God is a God of abundance. He is going to give you more than what you need. And he's going to give it to you at all times and that you will have everything that you need. He is going to provide for you. He is going to take care of you. He is going to give you the things that you need. He's your good father who watches over you, and he will make sure that when you need something from his hand, he will provide it for you. You can trust that. You can trust that he will meet your needs. Here's something else you can trust. God will never waste your suffering. If you're suffering this year, if you're experiencing some kind of pain, if you're dealing with a circumstance that is weighing you down, if you're grieving, if you're in the middle of something that just seems so overwhelming, I want you to know that what God allows in your life, he redeems, and he will bring about something beautiful from it. He never wastes our suffering. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." He will use that suffering in your life to change you. He will use it to bring about something in you that were not possible without the suffering. Maybe he's going to build into you a greater empathy for others, or maybe he's going to build into you a passionate platform that you can use to encourage others in something that you've struggled through. Or maybe he's going to use that situation to bring others to Christ, or to use your life to shine his light in some way that will bring someone to Christ who couldn't come any other way. God never wastes suffering. If he allows it in your life, it's because he has a beautiful purpose for it. He redeems everything, and God wastes nothing. He doesn't waste things. He has a plan, and it might not make a lot of sense to us in the moment, but I believe one day when we stand in heaven and we look back over the trajectory of our lives, we are going to see a very clear pattern, and we are going to see specifically how God was allowing things into our lives, and he was taking those things that happened to us, as Joseph said, the things that you meant for evil, God took them and he used them for good. And you're going to see that over the length of your life, and you're going to be amazed at what God is able to do through the circumstances that were painful to you and that were difficult for you. So know that, yes, we will suffer. We are all called to suffer. We suffer because we live in a fallen world and we're all going to experience that. And we suffer because suffering is the path to growth. And so for those two reasons alone, you will be suffering. At some point in 2018, something will come along that's going to be hard, something that's going to be painful for you. If it hasn't happened yet, it's coming. But remember that God redeems it, and he will not waste that time. He will make something out of it that will amaze you in the days to come. The next thing I want you to remember is that God will lead you when the way seems unclear. Isaiah 42:16 says, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. God is in the business of bringing light to dark places. He is in the business of guiding and directing us. He is the only one who knows the way. And he knows that we need him, our reliance upon him, to get to where he needs us to go. And so he will lead us. And when the way seems unclear, the truth is we need to follow the truth that we know until God reveals the next step. And when he does, we need to take it in obedience. God will lead you through unclear times, and he will get you to the places that he wants you to go. And the last thing I want you to remember is probably the most important thing. God's spirit within you is greater than any circumstance you might face. We're only 8 days into 2018, and I don't know what you will face. For me, the beginning of 2017 was very rough. I had a really great summer and a beautiful, beautiful fall. But as fall went on, it was clear there was something going on with my health. And in December 15th, almost to the end of 2017, I find out that I'm facing surgery and a diagnosis of cancer. And it was comforting for me to think about this idea that nothing was a surprise to God, that he knew on the first day of January 2017, which I dedicated the year to God and started it with such hope and promise. He knew then that this was coming. And he knew that he would be preparing me and getting me ready for this. And he knew that with his spirit in me, I would be able to handle that. I would be able to walk that path because he knows that his spirit within me is greater than any circumstance that's out there. And that's the truth for you. We do not know what 2018 holds. I don't know how my surgery will go and what my treatment will be after that. I don't know what my prognosis is. I don't know any of those things. And you know very little about what's going on in 2018 yourself. You might have some great plans, but we don't know what God is going to bring in our lives. And if we stop there, if that was the end of the story, then 2018 might seem a little bit scary. But I believe we can approach it with great confidence because we have the Spirit of God within us, and he is mightier than anything that comes into our path. Anything that comes, any obstacle that comes, anything that stands in front of us this year, any bad circumstance, any painful time, any suffering, whatever comes our way, know that as John reminds us in 1 John 4:4, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Let me give you a little clue. I'm going to give you a spoiler if you don't already know this. We win in the end. We have a glorious inheritance in heaven. We have a Savior who is coming back to rescue us one day. And in the meantime, He is in the business of making all things new. He is strong and He is powerful. And nothing will stop His plans. No circumstance that comes into your life will alter what God has planned for you. In fact, I want you to think about it this way. When something difficult comes into your life in 2018, don't look at it as a detour. When I started sharing my cancer diagnosis, I had a couple very, very well-intentioned people saying, well, this is just a little detour and we'll take care of it and God will get you through it and then you can get back on track and keep serving the Lord. But I don't want to look at it as a detour because it's not. It was allowed by God, which means it's clearly part of the plan. This isn't a detour. This is the path that I'm chosen to walk through. And whatever comes your way in 2018 is the path that God has chosen for you to walk through. If it weren't, He could have stopped it. But He knows that His power within you will continue His work in you as you go through those things. And that ultimately, we're all victors in the end. God's Spirit is greater than any circumstance you will face. And if you are a child of God, that Spirit lives within you. And we have not been given a spirit of fear, as Timothy tells us, to shrink back. We have been given a spirit of the Holy God, full of power and self-discipline and love and gentleness and goodness. And we can do hard things this year. We can do the things that God has called us to do because His Spirit is at work within us and He will work through us in each of those circumstances. So that's what I want you to remember. I hope that it encourages you. I hope that these things are a reminder that God will do amazing things through you this year. Your part is to surrender and trust and allow God's strength and God's power and God's direction and His wisdom and His love for you to win in the end. Have a great 2018.
Thanks for listening. Go to BibleGirlPodcast.com to email me, download show notes, sign up for my newsletter, print the monthly scripture writing lists, and listen to past episodes. Join the Bible Girl Facebook group to get the latest podcast news and to interact with me and other listeners. I'm all over social media as Jessie L. Robinson. That's J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. I'd love for you to friend or follow me. Join me again for another episode of Bible Girls.